This is a special half the time pledge drive edition of The People's Pharmacy on The Joy Cardine Show. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine, and I am so happy to be able to speak with the co-hosts of the nationally syndicated public radio show, The People's Pharmacy, during this hour. And Joe and Terry Graydon will answer your questions about home remedies, including different foods and different products, like a bar of soap, that we can use to prevent and treat common ailments. And we will welcome your questions for them, and we will welcome your comments, maybe your own home remedies, and we will also welcome your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our half the time pledge drive, and we are counting on raising the amount of listener support that we typically raise in 12 full days during the fall. This fall, we have cut it down to 6, but in order to make this work, we need your pledge sooner, not later. And this would be a great hour to make that pledge of support, because we have great information and a fabulous thank you gift from Joe and Terry Graydon. We are giving away copies of The People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. It's Joe and Terry's newest book, and it is yours as a thank you gift for a pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's $10 a month or more to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and do get your pledges in early, because it gets really, really crowded when Joe and Terry Graydon are on. And I know from previous experience with them and their books, this is going to be a super popular thank you gift. And it needs to be, too, because we have a goal of 220 pledges for this hour. 220 pledges with the contributions that help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, like all of the talk shows that you hear on the Ideas Network and The People's Pharmacy, which you hear on Saturdays on the Ideas Network at 6 in the morning and again at 2 in the afternoon. So make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let me welcome our guests. Joe and Terry Graydon are the hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard Saturdays on the Ideas Network. They are the author of many books. Their latest book is The People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies. Good morning, Joe and Terry.
It's always a delight to join you, Joy.
Nice to be with you this morning, Joy.
Tell us what's in your latest book?
Well, this was a great opportunity for us because National Geographic, one of the great brands, the icon of America, has teamed up with People's Pharmacy to bring out this book. It's sort of the best of all our favorite home remedies, the best foods for medicine, as well as some of our favorite recipes. So we're sharing with you not just sometimes wacky home remedies. We've talked about them in the past, like the soap remedy, but also a lot of foods in your kitchen. You know, how do you use things like pomegranate and coconut and cinnamon and walnuts and cherries and mustard to help heal you? You know, times are tough and people are looking at their, you know, at their bottom line very carefully. Many of these remedies and foods are affordable, effective, and they don't have the side effects that so many of our medications have.
Yeah, why do you suppose home remedies are so popular, Terry?
Well, I think a lot of it does have to do with the cost. Home remedies are simple and cheap, but they also are under your control. So you can decide what you think about them. You can decide whether you want to try it, whether you want to try something else. And nobody is going to wag a finger at you if you say after 2 or 3 days, this isn't working for me, I need to try a different one.
Is there any scientific evidence behind these home remedies, Joe?
Quite frequently there is. I mean, that's what's always so astonishing, I think, to a lot of scientists is like, oh, that's just silly stuff. But when you actually look, you discover, oh, well, as a matter of fact, somebody did do a study when it came to Vicks Vapor Rub and cold and cough symptoms in children. And we now know that some of the medications that are being used, you know, the cough remedies are either A, ineffective, or B, may actually have serious side effects. So the idea of using something old-fashioned like Vicks Vapor Rub for a cough or Thyme tea, something that you'll find in your kitchen cabinet, there is science to support it. And our motto, and we've told you this many times, if it might help and it won't hurt and it doesn't cost very much, we'll give it a try.
Yeah. And I hope that listeners will join in with a pledge of support to support the programming that they value on Wisconsin Public Radio, including programs like The People's Pharmacy, and get a copy of this book, The People's Pharmacy, Quick and Handy Home Remedies, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge of $120. And we will send you Joe and Terry's latest book as a thank you gift. Joe and Terry will also answer your questions. We welcome your questions, maybe your tried and true home remedies, as we ask you to help Wisconsin Public Radio pay for our programming. Well, you know, you have dozens and dozens of different conditions that could be helped by these different home remedies in this book, from everything from, in alphabetical order, from acne to wounds and everything in between. Is there one, Terry, that stands out to you today, something that might be a newer one that we haven't heard about in our recent programs?
Well, here's something. It's more in the order of a favorite food rather than a home remedy, but there is brand new research on chocolate. Swedish researchers were studying 33,000 women over more than 20 years, and what they found is that the women who ate more chocolate were much less likely to have a stroke.
Oh, that's good news.
It's very good news, but we've been writing about chocolate for many years, and there is science to support the use of chocolate, first to maybe help a cough.
And chocolate can actually help keep red blood cells from clumping together to form a clot.
And may help lower blood pressure. So there's a lot of pharmacological action in dark chocolate. What better way to treat a child's cough than a little square of dark chocolate? They're going to love it, A, and B, it's going to taste good, and C, it's not going to have those side effects of the medicine that you'll find in the pharmacy.
Dark chocolate for a cough. That is new. I hadn't heard that one before. And dark chocolate is also good for lowering blood pressure, you said?
Yes, indeed. And there is excellent research on this.
Now, we're not suggesting anybody stop taking their blood pressure medications, but what you'll find in the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies from National Geographic will be remedies that will delight you, will surprise you, and will, I think, in many cases, help solve your problem. Lice, for example, how many parents have been fighting lice this past year, and a lot of the remedies that you'll find in the pharmacy just aren't working anymore? Well, we've got several surprisingly effective lice remedies, from Cetaphil, which is a moisturizer that you put on the child's hair, and then you get out the blow dryer, and it turns into like a helmet. It's solid. It's amazing. And so for a child, this is a great adventure, and it smothers the lice. Or Listerine. I cannot tell you how many people tell us that Listerine, old-fashioned amber Listerine, soak the hair for about 20 to 30 minutes, put on a shower cap. This will also kill the lice. But whether it's high cholesterol and triglycerides, allergies or asthma, whether it's bursitis or cold sores, we've got a remedy for you. Please make a call right now and make a difference for Wisconsin Public Radio. That number is 888-202-2552. Our thank you gift is Quick and Handy Home Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. This is a National Geographic book. And of course, you can make that pledge online at WPR.org.
I was amazed. I was reminded going through the book that Listerine is another one of those wonder products. Apparently, people have all sorts of different uses for Listerine. You just said that some people use it for lice. I read that some people used it for acne. Some people soaked their feet in it. I mean, apparently, it doesn't just kill bad breath germs.
No, it actually seems to have effectiveness against fungus, and consequently, any place that fungus appears and causes trouble, people have used Listerine to good effect, and that includes dandruff as well as unpleasant things like athlete's foot.
One of the most unusual uses for Listerine, for which there is no scientific research, is for shingle pain. Now, shingle pain, this is a virus. It comes out after many, many years after you've had chickenpox, and it can be excruciatingly painful. And there's not a lot we can do after the infection has passed, but the pain may linger. We've heard from a lot of folks that dabbing a little Listerine on those shingle sores after they've healed seems to help recovery.
And we want to encourage you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. The number to call, 888-202-2552. Make your pledge, $120, and you can request a copy of the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies.
We have 14 pledges toward that 220 pledge goal, so that is a very good start. 206 pledges to go. You can be one of them. This not only entitles you for a pledge of $120 to Joe and Terry's book, Quick and Handy Home Remedies, but it will also help pay for the programming that you value every day on the Ideas Network, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And again, this is our Half the Time pledge drive. We are trying to raise as much listener support as we do in our fall pledge drives in just half the time. So that means that we are kind of doubling up on our goals every hour and hoping that you will make this attempt, a kind of a risky attempt, a success by calling in your pledge, by not waiting until the last moment, because the moments are few. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Joe and Terry Graydon. They are the hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard on Wisconsin Public Radio at 6 in the morning and 2 in the afternoons. If you have a question for them about home remedies or complementary medicine or using food as medicine, we welcome your call right now on air as well. 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk at WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Joe and Terry Graydon, who are the hosts of The People's Pharmacy. We are talking about their latest book, Quick and Handy Home Remedies, from the People's Pharmacy. And we do welcome your calls and we welcome your pledges of support. And I will remind you that for a pledge of $10 a month or more, or $120 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio, we will send you this book on home remedies, 888-202-2552, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. We are working toward a goal of 220 pledges during this Half the Time pledge drive before the hour is over, and I hope we can do even better than that. Joe and Terry, before we go back to the phones, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about coffee and the benefits of coffee, because in the news recently was a Harvard nurses study which found that apparently drinking coffee is good for you in more ways than one. This had to do with preventing depression in women. Do you think that? I mean, I was happy to read that because I drink a lot of coffee. So coffee can be good in terms of staving off depression.
Apparently it can. The Nurses' Health Study is an enormous study that has been going for a really long time. The Harvard researchers who are running it get information from these nurses every 2 years. The information is about both what they're eating and drinking, what they're doing in terms of exercise, and how their health is. So we think that it's quite well done research. It shows that women who drink, this was 4 cups of coffee a day or more, are less susceptible to depression. But there are many other benefits of drinking coffee. Among them, people seem to be less susceptible to type 2 diabetes.
Well, you know, Joy, we have in Quick and Handy Home Remedies 24 of our favorite foods. And guess what our number one favorite food is?
Coffee?
You bet.
Yeah.
And it's not just because lower risk of diabetes, lower risk of depression, but coffee has a lot of pharmacological activities, one of which is opening the airways. So if someone has asthma and they don't have ready access to their inhaler or other medicines, perhaps they're on an airplane flight and their medications are in their luggage and the luggage is in the bottom of the airplane, well, what do you do if you have some trouble breathing? Well, 2 cups of strong coffee can often open the airways almost as well as some of our asthma medicine. In fact, an old drug that used to be prescribed regularly for asthma, theophylline, is very similar to caffeine pharmacologically. So coffee, although it gets blamed for a lot of things and you can overdo a good thing, coffee has a lot of benefits. It may even lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So we're very big on coffee, and we have 23 other favorite foods in Quick and Handy Home Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. If you'd like your kitchen cabinet to be a source of medicine, why don't you make a call right now, 888-202-2552. Make a pledge, because the Ideas Network is where you go for this kind of information. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. What better time to do your Christmas shopping than right now?
Yeah. Joy, a few years ago, we talked with Dr. Joe Vinson, a chemist at Penn State University, and he was telling us about his research on coffee. It turns out that coffee is the largest source of antioxidants in the American diet. Now, that's not because it is the richest source. It is rich in antioxidants, but it's because so many people drink coffee.
Very nice. And another antioxidant, and I think you tout the power of blueberries, or the power of berries in general, right?
We are very big on berries. And again, going back to researchers who have looked very carefully at the impact of berries on brain function, it seems to help those synapses snap a little faster, a little better. People's memories work a little bit more effectively. And by the way, we're big on pomegranates, too, for much the same reason. They all have these antioxidant flavonoids that are so healthy for us, those rich, dark colors. In fact, in the book, and we've talked about this before with you, we have Joe's brain-boosting smoothie as one of our favorite recipes. It is a great way to start the day. It has berries, it has yogurt, it has high protein because, Terry, there are some other interesting ingredients.
Well, that's right. We include some fish oil in that smoothie that we start the day with, as well as a whey powder for the protein that it provides, and some actually dried egg whites. Now, that may not sound good, but you mix all of that up with blueberries and juice and yogurt, and it is yummy.
It sounds great. We also think that listening to Wisconsin Public Radio boosts your brain power, and you can help pay for the programming that does that by making a pledge of any amount to help pay for the programming. If you would like Joe and Terry's book, Quick and Handy Home Remedies, pledge $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's $10 a month or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552. And make your pledge to ensure a strong public radio service for Wisconsin and beyond. Joe and Terry Graydon are our guests. They are the co-hosts of the nationally syndicated public radio show, The People's Pharmacy, which is heard here on the Ideas Network on Saturdays. So your pledge now is also a pledge of sorts for Joe and Terry Graydon's show. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. I am happy to report that We have 45 pledges toward our 220 pledge goal, but time for you to get in on this. So we hope that you will join in. We do have a lot of callers, so let me go to Beverly and Mequon first. Hello, Beverly.
Good morning, all three of you.
Morning.
I have a question about taking probiotics. I know it's a big thing now. A lot of people are recommending that you take this, and you can buy it at a lot of different places. And I had a medical person tell me just recently that I need to make sure that the probiotics that I take has live something, bacteria in it, and that sometimes when you buy it over the counter, it doesn't, and it's a waste of your money. Is any information out on that, or if your guests could talk a little bit about taking probiotics, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Joe or Terry?
And Beverly, that was good advice, because what probiotics are beneficial bacteria. You know, we talk about antibiotics. Those are substances that kill bacteria. Probiotics are actually beneficial bacteria that can help recolonize the digestive tract, for example. And there are several instances in which the science does show that probiotics can be helpful, but they won't do you any good if those bacteria you're taking are dead. So yes, you do need live cultures. And in many cases, that means that you need to purchase your probiotics out of the refrigerated part of the store.
We did have in the book a story about probiotics and especially probiotic yogurt being good for colds. And it turns out there is a study from China that shows some very promising evidence to suggest that probiotics may actually help prevent colds and flu, at least for children ages 3 to 5. So I can't think of a better way for a child to get off to a good day with a little yogurt with live probiotic bacteria in there to get them going to school instead of having, you know, a high-carb breakfast that'll make them kind of get sleepy by 10 o'clock.
So you want some of that lactobacillus.
Absolutely. And also probiotics have been shown to be effective against eczema. You know, we're coming up to that time of year when the heat is on, it gets dry, our skin gets very dry and flaky, and eczema is a problem for so many people. Well, we have a bunch of remedies in the book for eczema. So if you're trying to, you know, kind of hold off a lot of these common ailments, whether it's dandruff at this time of year, that's not a very attractive thing, constipation, coughs, cuts, diabetes, diarrhea, dry skin, gas, gout, we've got a remedy for you. If you're watching your budget, think about this. Someone contacted us just last week. He said he spent $220 for a month's supply of a sleeping pill because he didn't trust the generics at $4. He said, I can't afford $220 every month. Do you have any remedies for insomnia? Well, we've got lots of remedies, and they won't cost $220 a month. For half that, just about half that, you can get a book that will have remedies for the rest of the year and many years to come, and you could give it away as a Christmas present, because what better gift than the gift of good health? Mm. Make that call, please, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
What a good pitch. I would think this would make a wonderful gift, Joe, but you also have to tell me one home remedy for insomnia.
Well, we happen to really like magnesium. Magnesium is a mineral. It's essential for strong bones. It's essential for every cell in your body, as a matter of fact. And quite frequently, people have a little bit deficiency in their magnesium levels. And as a result, we recommend, instead of taking your magnesium in the morning with your other supplements, like calcium, for example, take your magnesium about half an hour to an hour before bedtime. For reasons that I don't completely understand, a lot of people tell us it has a kind of sedating effect for them.
And that half an hour to an hour before bedtime is an important time, Joy. So many people are going full throttle right up until bedtime, and then they drop into bed as though they were still running the race. It's really important to take some time before bed to prepare, to wind down, to let your brain relax. And one of the really important things to do is to avoid staring at blue screens.
Like your email, right?
Wow.
But take a bath. If you can take a bath, a nice hot soak about an hour before bed, it will set your body and get it ready for sleep. It'll change the temperature, and that's one of the ways that your body, as it cools down, prepares for sleep.
We are offering copies of Joe and Terry Graydon's latest book, The People's Pharmacy, Quick and Handy Home Remedies, as our thank you gift for a pledge of $120 a year or more during this Half the Time Pledge Drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make your pledge of $10 a month or more in order to get the book, or your pledge of any amount for that matter, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge to help the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio and the programming that you count on, and help out your own health with these quick and handy home remedies. Dozens and dozens and dozens of them, common products and foods that you can use to prevent or to treat common ailments. And we have many callers, so let me go back to the phones. Tom in Madison is next. Hello, Tom.
Pretty Ross, Formo Valley, and be careful you don't get so much methyl salicylate that it kills you. Excuse me.
I missed all of that, Tom. I'm very sorry.
Okay, let me do it more slowly. I wanted to get the key factors in first. Pretty Ross, Formo Valley was what the Listerine Company in the 1940s radio commercials claimed was the disease that caused dandruff. And I agree that methyl salicylate, which is the active ingredient of Listerine, and also of the original formulation of Bengay, are very good for dandruff. I cut my hair short, and I rub my head with Bengay, careful not to get it into my eyes, just before taking my shower, and it helps.
Uh-huh.
It kills the fungus. Also, you might try putting some Bengay on psoriasis areas that are flaking before the shower, because, again, I think there may be a fungal component to psoriasis sores.
All right. Thank you, Tom. So what about Bengay for some of this?
Well, he's right that Bengay does have some methyl salicylate in it, and methyl salicylate actually has been used and is helpful for joint pain. That's why the Bengay has it in. It probably has some antifungal components. I'm not sure if there is any methyl salicylate in Listerine, but he is right about the fungus. However, it has been renamed. So instead of that complicated name he gave you, it's now called Malassezia.
Which is also complicated, but it turns out that there is a fungus among us, Joy. Mm-hmm. It's on our heads, and that's dandruff or seborrheic dermatitis. It's on our face. Sometimes people get it between their eyebrows, around their nose. We have jock itch. That is a fungal infection. We have athlete's foot. That's a jock. That's a fungal infection. Mm-hmm. So we have remedies for all of these fungal infections. They quite frequently involve things like Listerine or like Vicks or like vinegar. And if you use them appropriately and you're persistent and you're patient, you can get rid of a lot of these skin conditions once and for all.
Tom made one other really important point, and that is don't overdose on the methyl salicylate. It can cause toxicity if you get too much of it, which is one reason I wouldn't encourage anyone to put it on an open sore.
In fact, you should also probably not soak your feet in blue Listerine if one of your listeners, if she apparently dyed her.
Yes.
You don't
not unless you want blue feet.
Yes. Now, Tom did mention psoriasis, and I have to tell you that we got some very interesting suggestions from our listeners and from our readers that said turmeric, the yellow spice in yellow mustard, could actually help control the skin lesions and the itching of psoriasis. And we've now heard from so many people who tells us that it is effective. You know, here's an herb that has been used in China, a spice actually, for thousands of years, has amazing medicinal properties. Scientists are studying it all over the world for its anti-inflammatory properties. People tell us that it has benefit against arthritis. It may be helpful against gout. It's even being studied as an anti-cancer drug and perhaps even as something for preventing Alzheimer's disease. So turmeric is also one of our favorite foods. If you'd like to know more about turmeric and the active ingredient curcumin, now is the time to make a call. 888-202-2552. 2552 is the number to call. Online, WPR.org, and you will find a lot of very practical information in this book from National Geographic, as well as some very entertaining information that will helpfully make a real difference for your health.
And one of the practical things, Joy, is we do have a recipe in here for how to include curcumin in your breakfast. We've got a recipe for the anti-inflammatory curcumin scramble.
That sounds good. And you can get more information on that recipe, many other favorite foods that you can use as medicine to some extent, and all of these other great home remedies in the book, Quick and Handy Home Remedies. Your pledge of $120 a year to support programming on Wisconsin Public Radio entitles you to this thank you gift during this hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge now to pick up this thank you gift and to help support this radio service and help us reach this goal. We have a goal of 220 pledges during this hour, 83 pledges so far. So not quite there, but we'll make it with your help. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. One other food that I read about in the book, Joe and Terry, which I hadn't heard that much about before, was low-sodium V8. And apparently low-sodium V8 is a home remedy for some folks when it comes to muscle cramps or muscle aches. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Low-sodium V8 is a wonderful source of potassium, and many people find that getting a little extra potassium can really make a difference and cut down on the number of muscle cramps that they experience.
Well, you know, one of the problems, Joy, I don't know if you've ever had this experience of waking up in the middle of the night with a leg cramp.
I don't have that problem, but I know people who do, yes.
Yeah, they call it a Charlie horse. And when it happens, especially for people who are, you know, getting on in years or athletes, it wakes you up out of a dead sleep. And it is incredibly painful, and it can last for quite a long time. If you ask your physician, doctor, what can you prescribe for my nighttime leg cramps? The doctor will have that sort of deer in the headlamps look, because there is no prescription medicine and no over-the-counter pill that really works for leg cramps or restless legs in bed. There are some drugs for restless legs. They're very expensive and they have a lot of serious side effects. Well, we have a whole bunch of remedies in the book, not just the low sodium V8, but a package of yellow mustard. You know, the kind that you get at a fast food restaurant?
Sure.
Doesn't cost you anything. You just have it on your nightstand. You open it up and suck it down, and the leg cramps often go away within seconds. There's also pickle juice as another option.
Some people find that just a little swig of pickle juice makes the leg cramp go away like magic.
Now, what is behind this? What's in a packet of mustard that would have any effect, or pickle juice that would have any effect on my leg cramp?
That's a very good question. But in fact, there is some science. Mm-hmm. Some researchers, I don't remember, was it at the University of Colorado, someplace, were doing physiology research, and they had a bunch of young college men who were bicycle riders, bicycle to exhaustion, and then they caused leg cramps. And they gave half of them pickle juice, and the other half got an equal amount of water. And they found that the leg cramps went away much faster with the pickle juice.
And you know, if you ask any football coach in the summer, you know, getting ready for practice, they will tell you we often have a bottle of pickle juice on hand in case one of our athletes comes down with a bad leg cramp.
We are talking with Joe and Terry Graydon. They are the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, the public radio program that you can hear on Wisconsin Public Radio on Saturdays at 6 a.m. and at 2 p.m. They are the author of a number of books, and they write a column, and they are very, very helpful to us during our fund drives. They give of their time, and they come on to talk with you about all sorts of different health-related issues. Today, it's Home Remedies. We are talking about their latest book, Home Remedies. The Q&As for your common ailments, and we're welcoming your questions for them, your own experiences with home remedies, and we are also looking for your pledges of support. Make your pledge of $10 a month or more, or $120 a year, to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you this book as our thank you gift. 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org. We are approaching 100 pledges toward our 220 pledge goal, and just over 15 minutes to make that goal, so don't put it off any longer. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to be talking with Joe and Terry Graydon, hosts of The People's Pharmacy and authors of Quick and Handy Home Remedies. And we are talking about these home remedies. And Joe and Terry, you receive these home remedies from your readers of your column and the listeners of your radio show. They work for some people. They don't work for everybody, but they won't hurt you, and they very well might help you, right?
Well, Joy, we've been collecting home remedies for 35 years, and you're right. We are looking for products that really can make a difference, whether it's a food, whether it's something from the pharmacy like Listerine, or whether it's something that, you know, has just been passed down for generations from the medicine chest that's actually in your kitchen cabinet, because grandmothers knew that there were a lot of really wonderful healing things, spices, for example, that can really make a huge difference. You know, our motto, as we've said before, if it might help, it won't hurt, and it doesn't cost very much in these tough economic times, why not consider a home remedy or a food remedy or a recipe that's going to have really a lot of good nutrients for you as well. I think a lot of people have heard about the benefits of the DASH diet. That's dietary approaches to stopping hypertension. It can actually help lower blood pressure without the side effects of medicine. The Mediterranean diet, the low-carb diet. We have really practical information about those diets in the book.
Well, Ideas Network listeners have heard about these diets, but they may be wondering, how do you do this? What actually goes into a DASH diet? How would I eat a Mediterranean diet breakfast? And we've got the information here.
Yeah, we have in here three life-changing diets, 24 beneficial foods, 62 of the most common ailments and the best remedies for them. And we also have some recipes in the book, including Joe,
the brain boosting one. Yes, we've got our brains boosted.
We should all have had our smoothie.
Yeah,
this morning.
Anybody who is just wondering, how do I get going in the morning? Well, we've got the answer: brain boosting smoothie. It is delicious, and it's got things in it that are so good for you. Great way to start the day.
And you know what? It's quick. If you don't have time to cook breakfast, this is quick and easy.
And if you want to know how to make it yourself, please call 888-202-2552. Pledge online, WPR.org. Now, here's one for you, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
We frequently hear from partners, and this is usually from wives, who say, my husband has ugly toenails. He's got toenail fungus, and he just seems oblivious. So if you or your partner have toenail fungus, now it's not going to kill you, but it is pretty ugly. We've got all sorts of remedies in the book, from cornmeal mush to dandruff shampoo, not for your hair, but for your nails, hydrogen peroxide, decolorized iodine, Listerine, and vinegar. And we also have something called tea tree oil, which may be beneficial. So lots of remedies. If one doesn't work, we've got something else that will get rid of that toenail fungus.
And you can have this book for your pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. We have 100 pledges to go. Now, that sounds like a lot, but it's really not. And we can do it with your pledge right now. We have 12 minutes to go, and you can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. There is time for you, and a line for you if you would like to help Wisconsin Public Radio during this Half the Time pledge drive. Help us raise the money that it takes to bring you the programming that you value. And you would also like the book, Home Remedies from the People's Pharmacy, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we do have other callers, and we have emails. Lynn in Milwaukee says she gets itchy when she exercises. Any remedies for that? Now, I'm so itchy on limbs, or, you know, I guess I don't know why that would be, but Joe or Terry, any help for Lynn in Milwaukee?
Well, this is something that we have heard of before, exercise-induced, the fancy word is urticaria, but it's like hives, and it can be very unpleasant to deal with.
Now, I'm afraid we don't have a home remedy for that because she doesn't want to stop exercising. We know that. We can offer this rather strange remedy. It sounds bizarre, but it was in our very first People's Pharmacy book back in 1976 because we found it in a dermatology journal. For itches, you know, like minor poison ivy or a mosquito bite, hot water, hot enough so it's painful, but not so hot that it would hurt. So maybe a shower.
But not for hives. So because hot water could make
hives worse.
So that's not Lynn's answer. And so we're guessing here. You know, it is allergy season and we do have home remedies for allergies. It's not obvious that Lynn would get benefit from trying any of these home remedies, but she might, and it probably won't hurt. And some of the things are like rooibos tea, which is a red bush tea from South Africa, doesn't have any caffeine in it, very tasty. And several people have told us that it really cleared their allergies up.
And stinging nettle, Urtica doica, is also a favorite herb for allergies. So there are a couple things she might try, but ultimately she may need to check in with her doctor. By the way, we have one other common condition I just wanted to mention briefly, Joy, and that is constipation. You know, mm-hmm. I know it's not a pleasant thing to talk about in the morning, but Americans love laxatives. And if you've been relying on laxatives, it's time to think about a different way. And we have so many home remedies in the book, including power pudding and other approaches. And power pudding is something that nurses have been passing on for years and years. It involves oat bran, applesauce, and prune juice. And we won't give you any details. The only way to find out is right now, make a call and support Wisconsin Public Radio, 888-202-2552, and get the secret of power pudding.
You can do that. Pledge online at WPR.org.
Joe and Terry, you both, I mean, this is really good, practical information, down-to-earth advice. And, you know, it might not be pleasant topics, but we all experience these types of conditions or ailments. And it's nice to know that there might be something right in our pantry that can help us when we might be suffering from some of these ailments. So make your pledge now to find out about all of them at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge $120 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you the Quick and Handy Home Remedies book from Joe and Terry Graydon. That's 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. 73 pledges to go before we reach our goal and 8 minutes to go in the program. So if you'd like this book, we want to hear from you before the top of the hour. This is our Half the Time pledge drive, and we need to hear from you sooner rather than later in order to make this work. Wade in Rhinelander is our next caller. Hello, Wade.
Hi, I have Hep C, and I was wondering if your guests knew anything about the efficacy of milk thistle on liver health.
Well, you know, milk thistle is one of those herbs that actually does have some effects, some beneficial effects on the liver. But for someone who has a viral infection such as yourself, Wade, there are now some very impressive new drugs. They are just coming online. They do have some side effects, but they can pretty much clear up Hep C. So while milk thistle is good, we would definitely want you to be in touch with a liver specialist and to be under very good medical care to get access to those wonderful new pharmaceuticals. And you know, Joy, that brings up an important point. The People's Pharmacy is about cutting-edge health information, whether it's prescription drugs, over-the-counter remedies, or home remedies. We like to support all forms of healing.
Everything that is helpful.
Exactly. Now, we were talking a moment ago about constipation. I hate to bring up another tricky topic, but it's gas. And, you know, flatulence isn't something that we like to talk about, especially at breakfast time, but everybody passes gas at some point, some more than others. And if you're eating a very healthy vegetarian diet with lots of legumes, you know, lentils and beans, you're going to have a lot more gas. Well, we have all sorts of remedies for you, whether it's peppermint oil or fennel tea or bitters, which every bartender knows what that is, or probiotics. We've got a remedy for you. Please make that call right now and support Wisconsin Public Radio at 888-202-2552, WPR.org online, and you too can find out about ways to deal with constipation and gas.
Yeah, we have 50 calls to go or 50 pledges to go to reach our goal in 5 minutes. Now, there are enough lines for you to help us reach this goal, and we have enough books to go around if you'd like a thank you gift. So please do make that pledge now at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. Pledge $120 a year or more, and we will send you this book that we've been talking about all hour, which has some of the best home remedies for some of the most common ailments, dozens of common ailments. There's all sorts of beneficial foods here, foods that would also help prevent or treat various conditions. There are diets and recipes and all sorts of great information. And it is our thank you gift for your pledge of $120 a year. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And is there another favorite food that you have in here, Terry, that we should talk a little bit about, one of your favorite foods for health?
Well, one of my favorite foods is cinnamon, and I think it's a surprise to a lot of people, Joy, that cinnamon actually can keep blood sugar from rising rapidly after people eat. And there is undeniable research showing this. We also find that there is some research showing that cinnamon can keep triglycerides down. And consequently, we think that a little bit of cinnamon in your day is probably a good idea.
Joy, we hear from so many people who have challenges with cholesterol-lowering medicines. You've heard of them. You've seen them advertised. Lipitor, Crestor, Simvastatin, muscle pain and weakness, achy joints, maybe memory problems. Well, we have a lot of natural approaches to getting cholesterol under control. So if you've had some difficulty with your medicines, of course you need to be checking in with your doctor, but find out about some natural ways to get your cholesterol down too by making a call to Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, that number 888-202-2552. We teamed up with National Geographic to bring out the People's Pharmacy quick and handy home remedies, and we do have some ways to get your triglycerides and your cholesterol under control naturally.
And we have 27 now pledges to go before we reach that goal in our half the time pledge drive. And you can get in on the action, help make this hour a success, help pay for the programming that you value, and get Joe and Terry's book, Quick and Handy Home Remedies. 888-202-2552 for your pledge of $120. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. Just a minute or so to go. Joe, any tips, home remedies, especially with cold and flu season coming up, something that we might do to prevent?
Yeah, well, we talk about vitamin D and how crucial it is because people often have low levels of vitamin D, especially in the wintertime. So starting right about now, you need extra vitamin D. But here's one. When it gets cold in Wisconsin, Raynaud's disease. This is when your hands and feet get very, very cold. We have some herbs, astragalus, cinnamon, ways to deal with those kinds of problems, natural approaches that won't have the side effects that some of those prescription drugs might have.
And we'll leave it there. Joe and Terry Graydon, thank you both very much once again for being with us.
Thank you, Joy. We love Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we love Joe and Terry Graydon, hosts of the People's Pharmacy, heard on Wisconsin Public Radio on the Ideas Network, Saturdays at 6 and 2. You can still get a copy of their book, Continue Calling Through the News. A pledge of $120 entitles you to Quick and Handy Home Remedies. Q&A's for Common Ailments by Joe and Terry Graydon, 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org. We just have a few more pledges to go to reach our goal. Help put us over the top. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.